USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is ending the United States' relationship with the World Health Organization.
We will be today terminating our relationship with the World Health Organization and redirecting those funds to other worldwide and deserving urgent global public health needs.
The president speaking at the White House saying China has not been transparent about the origins of the coronavirus.
Chinese officials ignored their reporting obligations to the World Health Organization and pressured the World Health Organization to mislead the world when the virus was first discovered by Chinese authorities.
The Minnesota cops seen kneeling on the neck of an unarmed black man who later died is being charged with third-degree murder. The mayor and governor of Minnesota also urging people to stop rioting and looting as over 170 stores have been damaged. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I like the product very much. I wake up in the morning, I'm wide awake, and I'm raring to go. I'm almost 76, and I'm working two different property management companies 6 days a week, and I was really, really dragging. I mean, I could barely get myself to work. And it all culminated when I started taking Balance of Nature. It didn't happen right away. I had to take it for a little while. And all of a sudden, I just made a mental note, hey, I'm feeling better. And I am, so I really like this product.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
More economic news is coming out amid the coronavirus pandemic. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
Americans' personal income and personal spending fell more in April than analysts were expecting. Government figures out this morning showing personal income down 10.5% last month. Personal spending dropped by 13.6%. Experts had forecast a 6.6% drop in income and an 11.4% decline in spending. The figures for April showing how the coronavirus and shutdowns are taking bigger and bigger bites out of the U.S. economy.
Several mayors across the country are talking about the impacts of the ongoing coronavirus outbreak. Jacksonville, Florida Mayor Lenny Curry says the pandemic has been especially hard on small businesses.
Small businesses have struggled to stay open. Many have lost jobs and income due to COVID-19. Small businesses have struggled to stay open, and some have had to close.
USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
NASA Administrator Jim Bridenstine says there will be no pressure in launching SpaceX's first astronaut crew from American soil in nearly a decade.
There will be no pressure. We will launch when we are ready. And I'll tell you, the president and the vice president were proud of the NASA team and the SpaceX team for making the right call for the right reasons.
The flight was scrubbed on Wednesday due to bad weather caused by a tropical storm off the coast. It looks like the Republican National Convention is working on a plan to stay in North Carolina. As USA Radio Network's John Hunt explains,
top officials from the Republican National Committee and the Republican National Convention sent a letter saying that the presidential convention will remain in Charlotte, North Carolina. This comes as President Donald Trump in recent days has threatened to move the convention elsewhere unless Democratic Governor Roy Cooper loosens some of his COVID-19 restrictions. Rona McDaniels, the RNC chairwoman, and Marcy Lee Kelly, the president of the Republican National Convention, have asked the Democratic governor to sign off on safety protocols, including pre-travel health surveys and thermal scans of all mandatory attendees. They're also requesting an aggressive sanitizing protocol for all public areas. President Trump has stated he wants to view all proposals by next week to make a decision. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Please remember you can follow us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.